USAopoly is the company behind your favorite top-quality custom board games made with brands you love. They're your source for authentic, hot pop culture board games and puzzles. They also create award-winning tabletop experiences that will keep your game nights fully entertained with laughter and shareable memories. For more details, go to USAopoly.com. That's USAOPOLY.com.
Warning. DC on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your kennel.
The city needs saving.
What happened to you? The right to remain silent, but
I'm not a cop anymore.
I'm from the future.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive.
Supergirl.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to DC on CW Supergirl Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, you can take us mobile by downloading the Rain Man Digital app available in the iTunes App Store and Google Play. Simply search Rain Man Digital. And you can also find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher by searching DC on CW. Once you find us there, please go ahead and leave us a review. All right. So as usual, I am your host, Lauren Alexander. I have Nicole Nance.
What up?
What up? And Bobby D's
hello,
running
hello.
That board. All right, so today we're going to be breaking down and discussing Supergirl Season 3, Episode 7, Wake Up. Mon-El returns, and we get our first glimpse into the world of Rain.
Yeah.
And Lauren cried a lot.
Lauren
That's fine.
Cried a lot.
That was a lot of shit for what I thought was going to be a throwaway episode in the Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
Yeah, they crammed a lot
nope.
into this.
It no? was. Turns out it was important.
It was important, and there were many tears.
Yeah, I was a little baby. I was like lying in bed watching it on my laptop, just.
I was black lady-ing it, just yelling at the screen the whole time. Oh shit! Oh shit! The whole time,
like, I was just quietly sobbing like throughout the whole episode, like, and also admiring Mon-El's beard.
Yeah,
that's a nice beard. I want to pet it.
Wow.
All right.
I think we got Nicole's first drop. That's a nice beard. Hey. I want to pet it.
Or even just, I want to pet it.
Yeah. Wait, she
there
said
you
it?
Go.
Yeah.
All right.
You're welcome.
Let's talk a little bit of news. So we have the four-way crossover coming up, and it looks to be an actual four-way crossover. I was looking up episodes and like episode titles for all the shows, and Supergirl legitimately, like next episode is... Crisis on like Earth X, part one.
It's not Crisis in the Last 10 Minutes.
No, the whole episode is entitled, like, you know, part one.
Cool.
So,
about damn time.
Yeah. So, fingers crossed that this really is a true four-part crossover. All right. So, TV Guide posted a little thing. 11 teases for the Arrowverse four-way crossover. Number one. Earth X is full of baddies. Well, yeah, we know that by now.
Is that a tease?
Right? Citizen Cold. Wentworth Miller has returned to the Arrowverse, this time as the Earth X version of himself, Citizen Cold.
I was thinking it was going to be Earth 2, you know, because he was the mayor there.
Right.
So I thought we were going to get that version. I didn't know he was going to be coming over from Earth X.
No, but here we are. Number three. Kara busts out those pipes again. Barry decides to have Kara sing at his wedding. So that's like cute, but not important at all.
Apparently, though, they guarantee we're not prepared for how awesome it is.
TV Guide guarantees we're not prepared.
Okay,
guys, we're not prepared. Okay.
She can sing. It's very
nice. Because there wasn't a crossover or Seasons of Glee.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise, she sings.
And they also didn't have a musical crossover. And yeah. So, you know. The West Allen rehearsal dinner is eventful. We can't tell you exactly what goes down the night before the wedding, but we can tell you it's pretty insane. Like, what? Come on, shut up.
I could see that in the teaser trailer.
Barry gets a special wedding guest.
Who would that be?
No, there's one person on the guest list who we're pretty sure didn't give Barry or Iris a heads up that she was coming. Who this girl is seems like a mystery the Flash will definitely be dealing with all season. Okay. So it's a random girl.
Okay.
Can it be random? Or if it's random, are we going to be like, this is bullshit?
No.
I guess we'll find out.
Ray Palmer didn't score an invite.
I can almost understand that one.
Womp, womp.
Why?
I mean, he's like a friend of a friend. He's not really.
Yeah, but he's part of like the extended superhero family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I kind of get it, but also.
Like, where do you cut this off?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
How that's shitty would it be to be on the Wave Rider and everybody else get invited but you?
Oh my god, right?
Like, where are we going to?
Well,
2017,
you know, like,
for the wedding. Didn't you get the invite?
Yeah, because like, you know, Steel got an invite because he was working with Wally while Barry was gone, which no one would know unless they watched
plus
Legends.
One, of course, is Vixen.
Yeah, right? Oh god. Well, what about Zari? Zari probably didn't get an invite.
Sarah's plus one.
Yeah, right. Prepare for Olicity feels. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
we should be super worried about three people. Great. Thanks to frame by frame analysis of the trailer, it looks like we should be very concerned. Frame by frame analysis.
They spent a lot of time on this.
We should be very concerned with the fates of Jax, Oliver, and Renee. I mean, I'm not really concerned about Oliver.
No.
I'm not entirely concerned about Renee. I'm definitely concerned about Jax.
Everything that we've read so far, like on the other shows, have said that the Legends of Tomorrow will be going through some shit on this episode. So
yeah.
This could be the end of Firestorm.
Well, and like we read an article where someone was interviewed and they said that someone was going to die this season. Yes. One of the Wave Rider team people is going to die this season on Legends. And we have one half of Firestorm leaving the show entirely, leaving the Arrowverse. And that leaves the other half of Firestorm. And I'm just so scared. I don't want him to die.
Somebody pointed, like I posted that, what I called the class picture on our Instagram. And somebody asked, like, where he was. And I was like, ooh, he's not in the
where
picture.
Where Jax was?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
There is no Firestorm in the picture.
Uh-oh.
There is no Diggle either.
You shut your mouth.
Uh-oh.
No. No, because Mike said, where's Renee? Or, like, where's Wild Dog?
Renee's, like, hidden in the background.
I know, he's just hidden behind.
A lot taller people in front of him.
Yeah, Stephen Amell's in front of him. And I was like, who made that decision? What self-respecting photographer was like, this is fine. you pose everybody, but okay, all right. All right, let's move on, I guess. Cisco and Harry drive the Wave Rider. That's badass for Cisco.
There better be.
Also, Caitlin's got a new costume. Is that? I mean, I'm a little behind, but yeah, Killer Frost.
That's a little more denim-y.
Yeah, that showed up recently, like in the last couple.
Okay, because I'm a little behind, but Killer Frost plays the hero.
Good?
Yeah, that's the next little tease. Killer Frost plays the hero. So, do we smell a redemption arc coming? Ooh.
Mm.
Number 11. Yeah, you're right.
I told you.
Wins Earth.
It's got awkward in here. Both the girls go at the same time.
Number 11, the final one, is Wins Earth X counterpart looks super gruff, and then in parentheses, and super hot. I haven't seen that, so
they've hid that one.
I think I saw a glimpse in the teaser trailer, and
they're basing all this off of the teaser.
Yeah,
so
he looks pretty good.
Oh boy. I'm into that. Okay, all right. next one is from Comic Book Resources. Red Tornado and more join Arrow versus Crisis on Earth X crossover. So that's something that I'm super interested in. In the new poster, Red Tornado and Metallo join the villains lineup. Metallo and Tornado previously appeared in the Arrowverse as villains on Supergirl, both having been defeated by the Girl of Steel in her own world. They're joined by Overgirl, Reverse Flash, etc., etc. But yeah, that's pretty cool. The Red Tornado graphic thing is neat because he's actually making a little tornado.
Do you worry about all these villains just popping in all of a sudden? Like,
hello.
Yeah.
I make tornado now. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's a little... I think it's fine for something of this scale, for sure.
Well, it just seems weird that Red Tornado and Metallo are there, and those are pretty much four Supergirl. And we already have, you know, her doppelganger.
Yeah. It's fine. You know what? I'm not going to be upset about them doing more Supergirl-related stuff on crossover episodes.
I've got to make up for last year.
Got to make up for the past 2 years. You kidding me?
Look at all these characters we have.
Look at them! Whee! And Red Tornado's a big character within other things like Teen Titans and, like, you know, different Justice League things. So he's, you know, he's not exclusively a Supergirl character.
Yeah.
So that's nice to see. All right. So with that, let's take a quick break.
So many ways to skin
a cat. Yes, congratulations. You have the wit of a YouTube comment.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
Holodeck 3 program is reinstated.
Open sesame.
It's backing it up more and more. For example, the way they introduced us to him under the guise of being a potential spy, and then they expertly shrugged it off as sexual harassment, or I'm sorry, sexual assault, or sexual harassment. Is that a thing aboard the Klingon ships? Who do you complain to? HR? Or, like, does the Klingon Bird of Prey have an HR department?
That's what I'm like, going, wait, sexual,
excuse me, the... Beator just molested me with her bat left. I didn't like it. She like it was no penetration, but she like prodded my penis a bit with it. It just made me feel very uncomfortable.
Then I would she like curved to did it to my anus.
Oh wow, David! I would like to form a I'd like to file an official complaint, please. Can I please do that? Is it an honorable thing to do to complain to HR?
Star Trek From the Holodeck, the Discovery Edition, breaking down, analyzing, and discussing every episode of the new hit Trek series. Search for it on iTunes and Stitcher. Simply search From the Holodeck. You can also find it on the Rain Man Digital app. Just search Rain Man Digital from the iTunes App Store or Google Play.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL30. That's DEAL30 at adamandeve.com.
USAopoly is the company behind your favorite top-quality custom board games made with brands you love. They're your source for authentic, hot pop culture board games and puzzles. They also create award-winning tabletop experiences that will keep your game nights fully entertained with laughter and shareable memories. For more details, go to USAopoly.com. That's USAOPOLY.com.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
right, guys, we are back. Let's talk Supergirl Season 3, Episode 7, Wake Up, directed by Chad Lowe and written by Gabriel Yanis and Anna Muskie Goldwyn.
Oh, I saw Chad Lowe a while ago that he was going to direct this, and I figured it was another, like, Preacher episode. Because, remember, he was the man.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I wonder if he negotiated, like, if you want me on your show, I get to direct also.
Let me direct an episode. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that was part of it.
It's kind of a, I'm not going to say a risky move, but a bold move to put like not a first time director, but a first time series director on what probably could be the biggest show they've had in a while as far as like dun dun dun.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It went okay. So yeah,
I know. I just you know what I mean, though? Sometimes they get like first time people and you're just like, oh, let's give them like the side piece story. I mean,
right.
This was
an important episode.
Major. You know, this is technically your lead in to your season or mid season finale.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Which we totally called the rain stuff. So, okay. So like two things that we've been speculating and talking about all season and waiting for all season is that Mon-El's back this week and we see our first little baby glimpse of rain becoming rain. And we totally called like, yeah, it's going to happen like right before the midseason end, like right before that break, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, here we are.
No, weird.
It's almost like we've watched these shows for a few seasons
and know how they work.
I got to say really quick before we get into this, I've talked a lot of crap about CW's streaming on their website. They've picked it up. They've gotten their shit together. So for anyone that is maybe skeptical about watching it on CW's like website, there are fewer ads. They're more spaced out now. And there's like an ad at a time. I think there was only like one each time it went to an ad. And it was every like 5-10 minutes, something like that.
You're not getting Jane the Virgin 37 times.
No.
Yeah, no. It's increased. Or decrease.
there was like an iPhone one, and then there was like something for Nickelodeon actually, which was weird. And
they've actually expanded, so they're selling ads now.
Yeah. And which means there are fewer ads too. So the quality. I was watching in HD with no problems, no buffering, no weird crap going on. So I am pleased. I will sit through those ads at this point. Some of them are a little annoying, so I'll like mute them, but there's only one ad at a time, or at least that was my experience when I watched this episode. So A+ on that. Just an update for anyone that may.
No, that's honestly, that's good to know, because I mean, if something was to happen in my DirecTV recording, I would probably go to the illegal route of getting an episode before I would for a free streaming route.
Yeah. Yeah. I really didn't enjoy streaming these episodes from their website before, and now I have no problem with it, and that's great for me because that means I can do it kind of wherever. All right, so moving on to the episode. When John and Kara go to investigate that ship that we saw, that we caught a glimpse of, the episode that we first got a glimpse of Rain's powers. Wasn't that the same episode where she like lifted the
that's where the
truss?
Yes. And then the weird lady showed up for the first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that ship that we saw down in the water, we get to see who's on it. Hey.
They're not world killers.
No, they sure aren't. It's a lot sadder than that.
Really so sad.
Made of an unknown metal. It looks to be, 12,000 years old? Ridiculous. And, of course, you know, they start investigating. They get attacked. And, oh my God, it's Mon-El!
Dun, dun, dun!
And his beard.
And his beard. He looks good. All right. So, I think I'm almost a little bummed that I knew beforehand that Mon-El would be returning. I would have liked to be more surprised in that moment.
So you're just like, anytime you're anticipating, like, this is the moment.
Yeah, it just, I mean, it was right off the bat, which, like, I knew he was coming back and I was just waiting, you know?
I didn't even look. Was his name in the credits? That's what always pisses me off.
Oh, no, I didn't look at that.
I didn't pay attention.
I don't pay attention to that.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just be sitting there, like, prepping notes or something, and it'll be like, guest starring.
No, but it
didn't. Whitworth Miller.
No, it didn't even do that, though.
He did it.
It was like, I think it was before that even kind of got done.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I wish I had been more surprised. But I knew he was coming back this week already. So here we are.
But you were happy.
I was happy.
So happy to an extent.
I was happy and scared.
Yeah.
Because I knew, because they had said, you know, he's not
going to go right.
Yeah, he's going to be a different Mon-El. Like, it's something's going to be different about him.
Sure,
so I was just like
is.
Waiting to see what it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know?
I was expecting him to be like, you know, I don't know. Brainwashed or some shit or whatever,
something amiss,
yeah.
Right? Like, but Bob pointed out in classic Supergirl fashion, they trust him with like no questions, and they just put him in the DEO sick bay
even
to recuperate.
Yeah, even though he's acting weird.
Didn't we learn this lesson from
Jeremiah about this time last year?
About this time last year, Papa Danvers went all haywire. Yeah, like, come on, guys. Get it together. You need to I don't care how long someone's been gone or how much someone missed them. You need to debrief them first honestly, keep a guard with them or keep them on lockdown for like a little while, at least a couple, like 48 hours or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Do like a suicide watch policy. You know what I mean? Like 72 hours. Just keep them locked down.
Yeah.
Just focus on this man real quick.
Yeah. Keep running their vitals. Like have someone monitoring them at all times. Maybe two guards, something like that.
I don't know. A camera.
Yeah. Or a camera. Not and even like, or, and.
Yeah, and don't be like joking around and be like, we'll just debrief later. I'll see you later, bro. Yeah, you heal up.
No, you look tired.
You just sleep. You're trying to tell me that there's something different going on, but just sleep. It's fine. I give you a kiss on the forehead. God, like, everything.
Every time.
In the end. And he's just, you know, he's beyond just seeming really like beaten down. He's just avoiding all of their questions. And I don't think it occurred to me that I thought that it wasn't him. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't come across as a doppelganger. Because I think that the way that the show plays it when someone's not really them, it's a little bit exaggerated or mm-hmm. they're too much like themselves. You know what I mean?
Like the overacting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or everything's just like too perfect. No, everything's fine. I'm just glad to be back. You know what I mean?
I'm ready to get to work.
Yeah.
No, whereas he's like, I just want to die right now.
Everything's fuzzy. I don't really want to talk about it. Mm. I've been in hypersleep. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? It didn't come across to me like he was not himself. And I don't know about you guys.
I could tell that something was different about him, but yeah, I didn't really, the thought of a possible doppelganger didn't really cross my mind.
I honestly was just wondering if he was brainwashed or whatever. I mean, I think they did a good job of explaining why he was so different later on.
Yeah.
But at that moment, I seriously looked at it
yeah,
going,
that bomb that he drops later. Yes.
Yeah. I seriously looked at it. It was like, something's up with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, you know, the 12,000 years below, you know,
that part.
Ship below. And I was like, yeah. Okay, what the hell's going on? Like, is he a robot? What the hell, you know, what the hell's going on? Is this like Prometheus all over again?
Right.
You know, yes. He's just running around making sure the ship's keeping maintained while everybody else sleeps.
Yeah.
His name is now David.
Yes.
You know, and Kara ushers everyone out of the room and they have, I don't know, they have a moment alone. And Kara can tell that he's being distant. And it's Which obvious sucks. To us as well.
What? It really sucks.
I know. He's so different. And he's like trying to kind of like stop her from being too like intimate with him or whatever. And you're just like, something's weird. But then we get to a scene with James where he's just like, you know, I'm watching you last year. Like, I've never seen you happier and blah, blah, blah. And like,
everything was so good and I'm just really happy for you and this and that and like, yeah, cool. And he reassures her that Mono would never do anything to hurt her and blah, blah, blah. So, of course, what does Mon-El do? He sneaks into a secured, like, armory and knocks out a couple of guards in the DEO. So, like, super neat.
This is where I thought
all good things.
Something was like, weird was happening because I was like, dude, your fighting skills got way better.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't bad.
Like, before we knew the actual reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Your reflexes are a little good. For like how long you've potentially been in a space pod or like in like a sleep chamber, you're suspiciously quick and nimble.
And this also is very familiar. This whole sneaking around into things,
into the DEOs, in like DEO. Little secured areas. Yeah,
yeah,
a little bit weird. And he's taken out by Kara. And
she just decks him too.
Yeah, but honestly, like. Really, guys, how many seasons has it been? It's been, what, 3 seasons? Okay, cool. DEO, figure it out. Everybody's just traipsing around in there like, that's fine. Who's that over by the restricted armory? Oh, looks like Bob. He's cool. It's fine.
Let's go see. You're not supposed to be here.
Hey, wait a second. What are you doing in here? I was looking for the bathroom. Oh, it's fine. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's down the hall on the left.
I got hemorrhoids. Is this ring the thing that I put on the toilet while before? No?
Yeah, like, just DEO, get it together. You are one of the top government agencies in the country. Please fucking lock your shit down.
And everybody that's not Hank, Alex, or Kara, and Wynn are basically the Keystone Cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running into each other, just random things. It's just like, it kind of got rid of that. Remember the first season, they always had like the, I think it was an Asian guy?
There was him, and then there was like a girl.
A girl that were always kind of like somebody that if you saw them, you're like, those guys, you know, they know shit. Now it's like they show up, and you're like, all right.
Yeah.
This is the crew from Star Trek that gets killed every
episode.
Agent
number one. Yeah, you're the red shirts.
You're the red shirts.
Congratulations. God. So once Mon-El is awake in his cell, now that he's finally locked up, one of the most emotionally charged scenes from Melissa Benoist. Holy crap.
100%.
We always talk about how good she is and how good like Kyler Lee is and stuff like that. Like how good they are at these emotional scenes. But Melissa Benoist was legitimately like crying. Like not just crying tears from her eyes, but she was legitimately like crying and kind of holding back sobs while acting. That was amazing. She was like, you know when you're talking to someone and you're crying and it's a really emotional time, you get those little baby like bits of hyperventilation where you just
yeah.
You know I mean, like it's like this weird like palpitation of like your breathing and you're just like that.
It's the pause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but it was like that was a natural thing that was going on for her. She was in it. Holy crap. And like,
you think it helps with them actually being in a relationship?
Probably, because she's probably thinking,
or did they
about,
just break up? Should we be Googling this?
Right. But honestly, though, I feel like it has to be because she can channel that so easily. She's looking at him and probably imagining, like, what if she was going through this with him for real? What if he was really gone and showed back up 7 months later and he's different and, like, you don't know what's going on?
He's not giving you the answers.
Yeah, and he's not answering any questions. Her talking about like, you know, I don't sleep anymore. I just lay in bed and stare at the blank ceiling because if I close my eyes, I think about you dying. I think about you disappearing into the blackness of space. Like that's rough, man, because that's where she's been at. And we're finally getting that vulnerability from Kara as a character about where her head's at. Because she's talked about it a little bit, but she's never fully let go and just said, I don't sleep. Every time I go to sleep, if I close my eyes at all, I dream about you
dying and I feel like it's my fault because I had no idea what happened and I just sent you off into the depths of space with no clue of what was going to happen to you, if you were going to be okay, if I just ended your life. Like, that's a lot to carry with you.
It was basically everything her mom said last week.
Yeah, like, you're not okay, kid.
It was like, oh, here it is. She realizes it. Admits it, really.
Yeah. She finally opens up and admits that that's, like, out loud, that that's what's going on with her, instead of just like, oh, yeah, I've been having some bad dreams lately. Whoops.
Must have been the Mexican food I was eating.
Just been having some nightmares. Just some regular old nightmares. No big deal.
And then Mon-El is just like, oh, well, sorry.
Yeah, what does she get out of Mon-El?
My bad.
Whoops.
I tried.
But he doesn't even say that at that point. You know, he doesn't even tell her, like, hey, I tried to send you messages and none of them went through. Like, he just doesn't. He is.
Lauren, you didn't get my text?
Right.
Oh, you didn't. It was one of those.
I sent it. Here, do you want to see?
Yeah, look.
It said delivered. I don't know.
No?
Wow, weird.
Huh. Oh, that's not your number.
Oh, right.
Oh,
well, that's why it says red
at. It's a 6 and not a 9. Okay. Yeah.
What, 6, 9?
What? Honestly, yeah. I mean, it's just, God, no one knows how to just, like, in this universe, there's always someone that's holding some sort of secret back from someone else or blindly trusting. It's one of the two. There's no in between. There's no just honest communication of just like, how I'm feeling. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. This is what happened. Blah, blah, blah. Here's what's going on. Like, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating, especially like when Wynn comes in and he's talking to Mon-El and he's just like, yeah, I figured you're not going to tell me anything. So you didn't tell Kara anything, but here I am. Here we go. Figured I'd give it a shot. And he like just starts to walk away after Mon-El says, I need you as a friend, Wynn. Like, I need you. I'm like, you don't know. No, you don't get to play that card. Don't you put baby Wynn in this position.
I don't ask for much, but I need you guys to trust me on this.
Right, like, right? That's all the time. Like, I don't ask you for any. That's so manipulative. I never ask you for anything.
Such a dick.
I just need you to trust me. Like, I never ask you for anything.
Just come with me.
Right? And he's just like, and he knows that if he plays the Kara will get hurt card.
Drink this Kool-Aid.
Like, why will she get hurt? She's already hurt. What is she now?
What worse can happen?
Yeah, right? You're going to get a beating that might feel better than her heart breaking into pieces. Yeah,
physical pain's way better than emotional.
God, I just like, I don't get it, man. Like, why? What? How would Kara get hurt? Like, what is the Legion of Superheroes going to do that's going to prevent her from getting hurt? You know what I mean? Like, it's probably leading into this whole Crisis on Earth X thing, but like, still, how dare you? I'm so mad.
Lauren is so triggered.
Well, you know what's going to happen is we're going to find out that the Legion's going to help her with getting rid of the World Killer.
Yeah.
And point did he just be honest with her. Like, there's something big coming. We need to go rescue.
I know I've been gone for a really long time. And everything that's happened in that time, as far as you and I are concerned, isn't really important right now. Like, I know it's important and we're going to have to talk about it, but there's also this thing called a World Killer.
I've seen some shit.
And
some
we got to take care of it.
Doesn't turn out too well for you.
I'm really excited for all this that's happening. So, like, Kara, everything just hurts my heart. Kara, oh my God, like, confronts Wynn and Mon-El on his little stupid ship. And she notices the necklace, like her necklace from her mother that she gave to him to remember her by. And he's still wearing it. And I think that's what pisses me. Oh boy. I think Lauren that's what so pisses triggered. Me off the most. Like, why are you still wearing that? We'll get back to that in a second. So,
yeah, I was like, should we go into this?
So we finally get answers of why he's so different, how his beard is so luscious and well-trimmed and groomed. It's been 7 years for him while it's been 7 months for her, which is like heartbreaking to hear when he says it. Because you're just like, Like, I kind of, I expected it. I suspected it. But hearing it still was just like, no, I'm so sorry.
Poor man.
Yeah. As soon as he said it, though, I was like, God damn it. There's a love interest.
Yeah. Well, he said something. He said something about, like, I had to keep living. And I was like, yeah. Yep, you banging Saturn girl. Okay. I knew.
I was hoping for just girlfriend, though. You know,
God, right? Or like, I don't know, we kind of have feelings for each other. We're just seeing where things go. We're just not really, I think it's not really like committed.
It's weird because we work together, but.
We're not really exclusive, but like, we're seeing where things go.
We've been on the ship.
Been on the ship for so long. Wave Rider complex.
Yeah.
With like every female that's not Sarah. Yes. actually to be determined with Zari though. Oh, legends. But you know, I mean, we finally get a real explanation. He went into a wormhole and came out on the other side back at Earth, but in the 31st century, which immediately, right when he said 31st century, I was like, Thunder Girl, we knew it. We called it. Legion of Superheroes. Like, as soon as 31st century left his mouth, I was just like, this is it. This is the moment we've been waiting for.
Yeah. Well, that, and I was happy. I'm like, well, this isn't going to last one episode.
Yeah.
It is not.
So, all of this is just so, like, it's just getting really emotional. And Kara's like, so you just forgot me? Or, you know, and he's like, no, but I had to keep living. And, guess what? We're interrupted by the pods failing. And Kara saves the person inside, and of course Mon-El rushes to her and like,
and my heart is breaking, and I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. As soon as he like rushed to her and like brushed her hair out of her face, I was like, mm-hmm.
Yep.
And hey, it's Saturn girl. All right. So just all of this, man, like I'm so mad that he's like still wearing that necklace. I'm like emotionally triggered by this.
Back to this necklace.
Why are you, you're, he is with Saturn girl. And I, like,
what story did he tell Saturn girl about the necklace?
Right? Like,
yeah, that's okay. What I want to know.
So like, if anyone doesn't know, if anyone doesn't know, in the 31st century with the Legion of Superheroes and all that, there's a Superman museum. And I think I've brought it up on this show once before.
Uh-huh.
There's the Superman museum, and it has all of the exploits and adventures and trials and tribulations and failures and tragedies and whatever else of Superman and the super family, Superboy, Supergirl, Superwoman. Anything to do with them is in that museum. There's a Hall of Jimmies. there's 1,000 Jimmy Olsons in there. And it's just like the Legion of Superheroes know who Superman and Supergirl are, and they crazy look up to them. They're any like when Supergirl
Mon-El used the necklace to get laid,
right?
I would just correct. Yeah, I used to be with her.
Yeah, you know, Supergirl's my ex-girlfriend.
Totally dumped her.
We were. Nah, baby, that's not for me. Like.
But she left me with this necklace.
I stole this necklace to remember her by. All right. Yeah. Like, it's just, so the Legion of Superheroes, like, they borderline worship and idolize the supers. You know what I mean? Like, they're a big deal. And the supers are the reason that the world is still standing at that point. You know, they're basically gods. They, you know, they're so looked up to, so idolized. That we get this whole thing with Kara and Mon-El. And I'm just waiting for this to happen because I know that like Saturn Girl and Chameleon Boy and like Brainiac 5 and all of them would just be like, oh my God, Supergirl? That's so cool. It's so cool to meet you. So I'm sitting here watching all of this play out where we get back to the DEO and we finally get a little like vulnerability from Mon-El. He's finally opening up a little bit, talking.
What? About damn time.
I know. Right? He's talking about how he didn't think that he was going to see Kara ever again. He tried sending messages. None of them went through.
You're dialing the wrong number, sir.
Sir.
You got to dial 7 to get out of the 31st century.
To be fair. The thing, too, is that, like, I don't know, Brainiac 5 can time travel. Like, maybe he hasn't figured it out yet by the time Mon-El gets there, but, like, no. Really sad.
He wanted more from Mon-El.
But at the same time, you know, maybe he did try everything, you know? I don't know.
We better get an episode about this.
Yeah. And it's been 7 years. Now, that brings up the question of, like, how long would you guys wait before, like, going that hard and getting married? Jesus. Like, he's not just dating someone. He got married.
I don't know. Nicole, what do you think?
It's different for everyone. Like, there's some people in my life that have lost someone, and they're basically like, yeah, I'm not doing this ever again. And they're like, to this day, single. And then there's other people who have lost someone like this year, and they're already in another relationship. So, I have no idea.
I know someone whose wife passed away, and like a year later, he got married to someone.
Yeah. So, like, everyone.
It all matters what kind of connection, who you run into.
Yeah.
What that feeling is inside.
Okay, 7 years, though, like, I probably would end up married by now. Like, if I was in his situation. Like,
yeah. Or at least, like, in a serious, I can't just committed relationship.
Yeah. I just can't sit here and wait forever. I don't know if I'm ever going to get back to.
Especially with him being kind of like a playboy before this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, we forget that
again,
part of them.
Using that necklace.
Yeah.
So, I can't really blame him for 7 years if it was still like,
okay,
know.
But also I'm really mad at him for, oh God.
But the necklace, I know.
No,
wearing
the necklace. No, not even the necklace this time. This is something different. When
that's just adding it.
When he's talking to Kara and he's about to tell her, like, hey, by the way, I don't love you anymore. I'm seeing someone else. Like,
Well, what happened was, yeah, this is my wife. Cool. All right. Cool.
What happened was,
wow.
No, but like Irma wakes up and she comes out and, interrupts them.
Oh, and, yeah. And he like goes and kisses
and
her.
And he runs up and kisses her. Like I know.
You couldn't wait 5 minutes.
I know you're happy that your wife is alive, but you knew she was alive. You knew she was going to be okay. Like, she was stable. And honestly, like, you know, it's only been 7 months for Kara. She's not over this shit. She didn't even know if you were alive. And you just, like, you could basically hear her heart shatter. What was left of it is especially shattered that, and gone.
Yeah, especially that look on her face. I was like, and she hates everything.
And the moment that I knew was coming was, you know, when he introduced Kara to Irma. And she was just like, God, I can't believe it's really you. And she is thrilled. She's like shocked,
oh God,
but she's happy. And she's like, oh my God, I'm meeting Supergirl. This is amazing.
He's told so much.
Meanwhile, Kara's entire world just broke down around her.
What's worse, thinking he's gone or losing him this way?
Losing him a second time this way.
Yeah.
Because at least if he's gone, it's that's horrible. And I can't imagine the guilt that she was feeling, but she was working her way through it slowly, and she would move on, and maybe she wouldn't have closure, but she would meet someone else. And you know what I mean? And she was working her way forward. But now he's back and right in front of her. Like, so she gets that hope that she was talking about, you know, I see you, and for the first time in a long time, I feel like I can hope again, and I can reach out and I can touch you. You're in front of me. You're really there. And this is all I wanted. And so, like, to have that hope brought back, and you feel like this weight is lifted, to just get shot through your freaking heart. That's so much worse, to get hope and have it torn away from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's like an extra level of torture.
Like, within days. Like, my God, he's back. Oh my God, he's back. And he has a wife.
And he has a wife who's apparently my fan. This is weird. And he's still wearing the necklace. What the fuck?
Why is he wearing the necklace? I can understand maybe keeping it because, like, Kara made a huge impact on his life, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, she changed him for the better. You know, she helped him discover that he was a better person than what Daxamites could be or were, you know what I mean? Like, what they were expected to be.
Mm-hmm.
Triggered.
I can tell. I've yet to hear you girls so emotional.
I'm just really upset right now.
You know really what? Emotionally. Just for that, I hope she gets with Win.
Yeah, just for that. But Brainiac 5 is a coming.
Oh, that's true.
I'm into that.
This weird swapping thing's going to be going on. Supergirl.
All right. With that, let's take a really quick break here. Are we doing this live read or no?
No.
Great. All right. We are back. Let's talk about the whole other portion of the episode that is way less emotionally triggering for me.
There was way more going on than just Mon-El returning.
That was like an episode in itself.
It could have been an episode by itself, yes.
Yeah, now we're on to the other episode in itself. So The Birth of a World Killer, Samantha's journey. This episode is all about trying to figure out what the hell is going on with her once and for all. You know, she knows something's up. She knows that, like, after that bullet hit her and she didn't even realize it, she knows there's something funny going on. And she sticks her hand in boiling water, realizes she's not even affected. And it's time. It's time to go ask some questions and figure this stuff out. And we finally see her adoptive mother. We finally get some backstory on Samantha and where she came from and what life she led leading up to her walking into the Luther and Danvers circle. And so she sees her adoptive mother. We find out she was kicked out for being pregnant with Ruby. Which, did the mom mess up the name, or did she just, like, think that she messed up the name?
I think she thought. Because I think they made that big deal about it.
She made a crack about, like, you can't expect me to, like, you know, keep up with her name or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I've never even met the child. Like, yeah, because you kicked me out when I was a child, basically. And she starts asking questions about her childhood. You know, was I ever able to do anything weird? Did I ever have any, like, abilities or anything like that? And turns out she didn't. She wasn't initially powered like Kara was. Like, Kara came from Krypton, and as soon as those yellow rays of sun hit her, she could do things. I don't know that this was really telling about Samantha and why she's so concerned with being a good mom to Ruby. Yeah. And why she's so concerned with having open communication with Ruby. It's when you have a relationship like she had with her adoptive mother, where, like, she wasn't there for her when she needed her. She wasn't there as a support system. Instead, she just let her leave. And so she tells her mom about how she got shot. And that's kind of her Hail Mary, because her mom's just like, nope, nothing. I'm not going to give
you're
you anything.
Fine.
You're fine. You're just a regular human.
I threw you out because I'm kind of cunty and don't want to help you out when things happen.
Yeah, mother
life.
Of the year right there.
Yeah.
I was triggered by that.
Oh, God, right? but, you know, her telling her that she got shot and didn't feel it and it didn't puncture her skin finally gets her to say something about anything. And she takes her out to the shed in the back, which, like, how did she never come across that? How was she never just like, doop, 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 what's in the shed? Oh, weird. That's a spaceship. Mom?
Oh,
why do we
weird.
Got a spaceship?
This kind of looks like a scene out of Man of Steel.
Right? Yeah. Oh, so strange. You know, and I didn't adopt you. I found you in this. So, yeah, I mean, basically, it is official and canon within the DC universe. When you find space pods, you store them in barns.
Must start
little,
looking
little
at
like
barns.
Sheds. Yeah,
yeah.
All barns right, guys. And sheds all have.
They all space have people. Space pods in them.
They have Kryptonian chips in them.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
That's what I learned from.
And
TV.
Then you need to find the person who is adopted
and touch it.
And have them touch it so that it activates.
Right.
Because again, Man of Steel.
Which that was kind of cool. I mean, I know that that's actually like a thing with like Kryptonian tech and whatever, but I like that that's a thing.
Yeah.
You know, I like that not anyone can just walk up and poke it and be like, oh, that's a spaceship. It turns on, you know.
What's this button do?
Yeah. What does this do? It has to be, you know, a Kryptonian. Or, you know, maybe it's the individual person too, but like I think it has to be at least Kryptonian to walk up and poke at it and turn it on. It's not a woman, Bob.
What? Oh.
Just poke at it and it turns on, right? You just poke it to turn it on? Yeah. That's
how it goes, right?
Hey, Mono, yeah, is that what you did to Saturn Girl? You just poked her a little?
Oh, jeez, here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, so Sam.
Back to the journey.
Back to Sam. Sam, yeah, just goes on this, like, journey, like this, like, vision quest.
Walk the earth.
Just, like, takes this little crystally thing that comes out of the pod, and it's like a beacon, and she's just following it. And she leaves Ruby with a babysitter, doesn't tell her much, which I totally get. Like, why are you going to fill your kid's head with, like, oh, by the way, you're part alien, blah, 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 when you don't have any answers for her? You know, and you don't want to bring her with because it could be dangerous or this and that. That was a good mom moment.
It probably would sound crazy if, like, I'm following this glowy crystal thing.
I'm gonna follow this obelisky crystally thing, and
we're just gonna do stuff.
But so she does.
I wrote you a check,
right? She follows it way out to the desert. Her brand new Cadillac overheats and breaks down.
Does that make sense? Yes.
Whatever. That's not. That doesn't. Okay.
Maybe the crystal was like, I'm gonna draw power from your car. I don't know.
It's television. All right.
It's in the script. It's in the script. Let's go.
But so she finds her own version of the Fortress of Solitude, which is the Fortress of Sanctuary?
Sanctuary, I think is what they called it, yeah. Or sand.
Fortress of Sand. And we see once again that woman from her visions. This did not go how Sam wanted it to go. And this went a little differently than I expected her transition from Samantha to Rain.
I don't think any of us called this. We thought she's going to be kind of
put
off.
I thought the kid was going to die.
Yeah, we thought there was going to be some major trigger and it was going to be a gradual, like...
I mean, it was kind of a trigger, just not the one we wanted.
Not an emotional trigger. So Sam's... She sees this woman and this woman is speaking with her and telling her that she is... Kryptonian, and that she has abilities and she's, you know, powerful and she will bring justice and blah, blah, blah. And Sam's hyped. She's like, awesome. I'm a hero. I'm like Supergirl. Oh my God.
I got news for you.
I'm so excited. I'm going to do some good in this world. And about that. Sorry. We really weren't thinking of hero when we made you. They're not going to call you a hero. You're a world killer. And I love that Sam is still who we know her as at that moment. It's not artificial feeling. You know, it didn't feel like she was just like, oh, I'm a world killer. Yeah, okay. I'll be evil now. You know, it was a, no, wait. Like, I have a daughter and I have a life and I care about people.
That's not going to be my intention.
Yeah, I don't want to be a world. I'm not a world killer. I wouldn't kill anything. I'm... good. I want to help.
I didn't sign up for this shit.
Yeah. I refuse to be a world killer. Well, guess what?
You got no choice.
Doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
What does the woman say? She says, your justice will burn the world of man. And that's when she's really like, no, this isn't what I signed up for.
Is that the exit?
Right.
I'm going to walk out.
Back the way I came? Do you have a phone I could use real quick?
You validate parking. You got a phone I can use.
I got to call. I'm going to be outside. You know what? Don't even worry about the phone.
Are there any Ubers in this area?
No. What about Lyft?
one of like the really triggering things I think for her too was that Ruby was referred to as an error. And we find out.
Yeah, man, that's triggering for any mom.
Like how dare you? She's not an error. She's my daughter. But we get a good explanation with that too, though. That's really, really cool that Ruby was never anticipated by this hooded bitch figure. And so Sam's powers were meant to manifest way earlier. And I don't think they're tied to the sun. They might be, but it doesn't seem like it. I don't know. But her powers were meant to manifest as she was kind of hitting like adulthood and growing up and whatever.
Yeah, a lot of things hit her at puberty.
Oh, yeah. Like a penis. Okay. Because she got pregnant. Okay. Moving on. Yeah. So she like.
Good to know I can still set you up and you'll break your seriousness.
Yeah.
Speaking of poking.
God. Yeah. So she has Ruby and that delayed everything. That did something to her body that delayed her powers manifesting, which is why they're only coming about now. So that was going to be a major question for me. Like, okay, she's been on this earth. Why has she not gotten any powers? So I'm glad that they put that in there.
That quick.
Yeah. I'm honestly, like, I'm sad to see her become Rain. They talked about her like forgetting Ruby too. So I'm really worried about what's going to happen. And I feel like Lena Luthor is going to step in and kind of like foster mom that shit for a while. You know what I mean? Like someone's going to step in and be like, no, come on. Let's get you out of here.
Or it's going to be Alex. She's finally going to get the kid she wants.
We can't keep her. We don't know if she's going to like die. You know what I mean? Like
it would be funny if Alex does. She like, don't worry. I'll be your foster mom. And then she's like, yeah, I don't really like kids that much anymore. Oh, let's like get this marriage back on.
Hey, Maggie. Oh, boy. Oh, God.
I had a test run. 30-day trial.
If I were Maggie at that point, I would be so pissed that on principle, I wouldn't take her back. I'd be like, how dare you? You broke my heart.
Oh, that would be a dick move.
But I'm really glad they went the direction they did with this, with Rain. I was prepared to have this long, emotional, drawn-out thing where I'm like, yeah, but like, Sam, you're so nice, and you're friends with everybody, and fun. I want to root for you. And instead, this is against her will. She doesn't want to be bad. They're literally like triggering this in her, and they're like, you're gonna be Rain. You're gonna be a world killer. Awaken.
It almost upsets, like, I like what they did, but I was kind of leaning what, like, we had where we were hoping we'd see that, you know, villain, you know, hero meet each other for the first time, but know who they are on both, you know, their split personalities or whatever the hell you want to call them, their alter egos. And now it just seems like she's totally brainwashed after she comes out with the red eyes. And are we going to see anything like that?
But I think we might still see some of that because she's got the red eyes and all that. However, I think she's still going to like go home and be a little different. I don't know. We still could see some of it. She's probably going to want to play this now that she's all diabolical and whatever. She's probably going to want to play it a little safe and get some more intel and like go after Supergirl and blah, blah, blah. So she'll be laying low for a little bit and it'll probably be like a gradual descent into absolute like, I don't know, world killer status.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm almost worried, like, could it be almost like another Killer Frost situation?
Where she doesn't know.
Snaps back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, snaps back and forth a little bit. Like, please don't do that. And at the end of all of this, is it going to be the whole, you're in there, Sam, I know you're in there, and she realizes it, and then she kills herself. Or sacrifices herself.
Like, yeah, I don't know if it's gonna go that far. I know
it's an option.
We know it's probably gonna end up with like, Sam, you're in there. I know you're in there. Blah blah blah. You're better than this. You're a good person. We believe in you. You're like, it's gonna be one of those things, and we all know that that's where it's gonna end up. But I don't think she's gonna kill herself unless she does, and then Alex finally gets her kid. But
and the 30-day trial, and you know.
There's a couple ways it could go, but you know, honestly, I don't know, man. I'm glad that something didn't go the way we expected it to, though. It's always nice to kind of have things turned up on their head.
Yeah.
When you have these predictions in place and you're just like, oh man, I didn't see that coming. That's nice. Especially when we read ahead with the news and everything, you know, we keep up with this stuff so much that we know some things that are going to happen before they happen. We know. No, it's nice to be surprised.
Yeah.
All right, so let's end this episode on a happy note because there were so many tears. No more tears. Johnson & Johnson. No more tears. Hank and his
Johns
dad.
Johns and Johns?
Johns and Johns. Ooh. Mm. Johns and Johns. Jones and Jones? Because what's Hank's dad's first name?
Myron?
Yeah. So Hank and his dad, John and his dad Not go for close. Coffee. Because hasn't really adjusted to life yet. He hasn't left the DEO. He hasn't used the bathroom in 3 weeks and what, 10 days or
whatever,
or that like six possible. Days, 4 days. I don't know. And like asks for permission from Wynn to use the bathroom. So he like calls John out on this and is like, your dad needs to kind of get out. He's kind of, yeah. And he doesn't want him to feel like he's being a prisoner or being held prisoner at the DEO. And so John takes him out and he gets totally called out by his dad for being a prisoner of the DEO himself. Basically because he's just a slave to his work. He pours himself into his job and he doesn't spend a lot of time doing anything else. Because he lives at the DEO. He's just there all the time.
Yeah. Have we ever seen him outside of it other than like to get booze every once in a while?
Or to like attend the occasional Danvers thing or like go on a mission. That's it.
Yeah.
Bro, you a workaholic.
Yeah.
You need to calm down.
I mean, his dad calls him out for looking at his smart device constantly and talking about how he's not really, he's here physically, but mentally he's back at the DEO. And it wrapped up nicely with John getting an apartment for his dad. And then it turns out, well, really, it's an apartment for both of us. Let's make this our home. Let's, you know, I haven't had a member of my own immediate family in so long. I haven't really felt the need to have a home. You know, he talks about how work made him feel useful after he lost everything. And which is why he just dedicates himself to it and pours himself into it, which is a real thing.
Yeah.
When you are grieving or going through something rough, you pour yourself into whatever you can to feel better, to feel useful, to feel good, to feel accomplished, and to keep your mind off of it. And some people never really dig their way back out of that. So, I'm hoping to see. I'm looking forward to what this brings for Jean as a character, because we've seen him soften and open up a lot more just with the Danvers girls as like a father figure so much over the past three seasons. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that and a lot more of him becoming very family oriented and kind of chilling out a little bit now that he's going to be taking a step out of the DEO. He'll have a home to go and decompress at. His father is there. You know, it's just going to be good.
Yeah, it was, I almost felt bad because I completely forgot he was there, too.
What do you mean?
Like, that his dad was hanging out.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh. So much other stuff going on. I wouldn't even feel bad about that. There's like, so
glad
much
they
stuff.
Kind of addressed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And caught us up. It was a little check-in. It didn't take away from the episode. It wasn't too much. It was just enough. It was a few short scenes. And it kind of helped to break up the... Because these were like... Or they were kind of emotional or kind of touching or whatever, but they weren't like, oh, my heart hurts. It gave us a break
to recover a little bit before they just punched us in the gut again.
Right.
Like, oh, look, you can reunite and not be shitty to each other.
Oh, yay. And punch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So final thoughts on this episode. And anyone.
Go for it.
Lauren. No. I'm so emotionally drained from this episode.
I know there was a lot of triggering moments. I almost wish the Mon-El and Rain thing were their own episodes because there was just so much going on and so many emotions, so many triggers. But overall, I still enjoyed the episode a lot. Everything was great.
Bob, what about you?
Yeah, the writing and everything was on point. The acting was really good. The mirroring of Rain and Supergirl going on like on these journeys to figure out their life really of what's going on was kind of cool. The Mon-El thing, it just kind of, again, it throws me off because it goes into those patterns that we've seen that like legitimately I would be surprised if it wasn't season 2 episode 7 where Jeremiah came into the same exact thing with the DEO. You know, and that was the thing that was kind of just like, are we, you know, don't get into these patterns. I think that was the only thing that kind of was threw me off a little bit, because it was like, we've seen these mistakes made.
Right. When are you going to learn?
Yeah. Figure something out. And again, it's like you, we talked about, you know, it for the Arrowverse, it is canon not to tell the truth right off the bat. You wait till that absolute last moment so you could just absolutely watch everybody break at the same time. The words like us being on the flies on the wall, we had a feeling, you know, it was coming, and that was a lot more than I expected, especially on, like I said, what's technically a vacation week. So.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot.
It was a lot.
Happy Thanksgiving. Right. Let me crush your heart.
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, the only thing that really, like, bummed me out, and I was like, come on, guys, about the episode was, you know, making the same mistake with just allowing people to have access to stuff when they've been gone. You don't know what they've been doing, or if it's really them, or if they're brainwashed. Other than that, I don't think I could have taken an entire episode of the Mon-El stuff. I think I would have been too sad. It would have been a bad time. I'm glad that they did the side-by-side stories again. I've really been liking that, and I'm really liking how quickly this story is propelling forward. We're 7 episodes in, guys, and we are, like, we have not had an episode where it's like, okay, come on, get to the plot.
Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah,
like
the pacing. No bullshit fillers.
Yeah. No bullshit fillers. And they're keeping us up to date on the characters that that maybe aren't the center focus. They're keeping us up to date when it matters, kind of checking in like they did with Hank and his dad, you know, and like, honestly, it's, I don't have a lot of complaints about this show right now.
No, not really.
I'm eager to watch each week. So, and I will never be able to say enough about Melissa Benoist's acting. And I was mentioning to someone earlier today that I kind of really wrote her off when she got cast as Supergirl. I was like, I saw her in Glee and like, I didn't really care. She was fine, whatever. But like, part of that was A, she was a younger actress then. B, it was Glee. like, she's just been killing it. And she's become this wonderful portrayal of Supergirl. And she's so good.
She is really good. And like, that's kind of the same situation with Grant. Like, mm-hmm. He came from Glee. Everyone was like, oh, this is going to suck. And then he kills it every week.
And then it didn't.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, guys, that's going to be it for today's DC on CW Supergirl edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on CW episodes through the Rain Man digital app. Be sure to follow us on our social media. Twitter is at DC on CW, Facebook.com/DC on CW. And our Instagram is at DC on underscore. At DC underscore on underscore CW, the longest thing to say. And we also have our own 4-part crossover situation. We're doing a 2-night thing for our shows on the network next week. So if you're going to be watching the whole crossover, we've got something for each one of those episodes. We'll catch you then.
Not in the mood for chit chat. Gotcha. Ready when you are.
How did you do that?
I'm Supergirl.
You're who now?